The Gemara discusses the sugi of roiv. So this is a yesodistic sugi whenever we discuss the applicability of roiv. So let's look at the sugi quickly and then see how we should understand it. Sugya begins with Rav Kruspidoy. Rav Kruspidoy gave us the din that Ben Sarimar is only 3 months. Chazal understood Rav Kruspidoy's din to be based on the pasuk Ben Sarer, the definition of Ben is that is Einoi Roi Li Kori Ov. Chazal understood Einoi Roi Li Kori Ov means that it has to be at a time when there is not hukur ubra, when we could not have, we explained that 2 days ago. Chazal, then our Gemara says that 3 months is the shear of hukur ubra for rov pregnancies. But for a 7 month pregnancy, hukur ubra takes place at 2 months in a week. Our Gemara says when a ben sarer umara is brought to us at the very end of the 3 month span, right? He doesn't have a ribui sarois as the Gemara discusses in Samech Ches Amud Beis, and therefore we're working with the shear, and now he is post the shear of hukar uber for a 7 month pregnancy. So why doesn't the Bazin say he's royally koryov? Because would he be married and would his wife be pregnant and would she have a 7 month pregnancy? She'd be hukar ubra. So Gemara says, so Ravina answers, Amru kami de Rav Huna b'Reid Rav Yeshua Omar le b'dina nefoshes mi azlinan boser ruba. The Gemara says that that Ravina responded, you cannot bring a raya from our Gemara to say that even a 7 month pregnancy is only huku uber after 3 months. Can't bring a raya to that. Why? Because our sugya is saying that we're using the 9 month pregnancy as the standard pregnancy because that's right. Good. So then the Gemara understands that if I have a ben sarer umara, he's already into the last week of his 3 months. He's pushing the envelope of the ben sarer umara status. He ends up having the yayin, the bosar, the malchus. Hold on, I haven't said anything yet. The malchus, and he's in front of the bezdin. So why doesn't the bezdin say, "All right, but maybe we should use the 7 month pregnancy. We should use the miyut. Why should we use the rov to determine the shear?" The Gemara says, "Because you go basarayv." Okay. Omar Amru Kami de Ravuna Braid of Yeshua, Omar Lei Ubedini Nefoshis Mizinu Basiroiv, Had Taira Omra Vishoftua Eda Vitzilo Eda, Vaat Amart Zil Bosaruba, Adru Kami de Ravina, they came back to Ravina. Omar Lei Ubedini Nefoshis Loyosin Bosaruba. So Ravina said, what are you talking about? Of course you go Bosaroiv. Gemara says, what's raya number one that you go baser roiv? Have a mishnah. Echad I'm a mishnah I'm a chodesh vechad I'm a shloish edus and kayemes. Shezeh yedeh b'yibur shal chodesh v'zeh ene yedeh v'isak adai techloi minin zil baser ruba neima hani davka kom esadeh v'chuk shud v'kom akshe adodi lav mishum der minin zil baser ruba v'ruba de inshi avdeh de tov ibur de yarcham. So raya number one that Ravina has to be go baser roiv in the nefoshes. Raya number one is I'm going through the Gevius Eidos. One Eid says it took place on the 3rd of Shvat. The others that took place on the 4th of Shvat. So now, again, if you've learned the Tosfos on Daf Mem Aleph and Beis, you follow the instructions over here, and you learn the Tosfos Mem Aleph and Beis, the Tosfos says, and the Beisin continued to ask the Edom, and both Edom said it was the first Wednesday in Shvat, so we know they're both talking about the same day, right? And they say that was the day, they identify the day correctly, that was the day when when there was a two-hour backup of the George Washington, that was the day when the president came down his gridlocks. They all identify the Wednesday. We know they're talking about the same day. Only thing is, one called it the second, there's one called the third of Shvat. So Gemara says, you go Basar Roiv. Roiv people are not so tuned to listening to when the word came from Yerushalayim that the Basin said, this is when Rosh Chodesh is going to be. All right? Okay, a little bit hard for us to understand, because after all, if you take a long tachna and you say how long Rosh Chodesh, so how could it be? So how can a tachna Jew would know that you don't say tachna? But maybe it was not a Monday or Thursday, so it wasn't so attuned to it. So, but we go Basar Roiv. Hold on, so Roiv people are not so aware of exactly what the day of the month is, and we know they got the right day. And Tosfos is even sharper. So what we're saying is, and we're not going to say it's Kevan Shehigdashu Shuvin Chozer Magid. When the person says it was the second of Shvat, and then later on he says it's a Wednesday, we don't come to him and say, this next year you're finished, you're fried, because the Wednesday, there was no such thing as a Wednesday, second day of Shvat, and Tovshin hasn't been that way for years. So we don't say, guy, we say, no, people make a mistake. You go by Sarai. There's a myriad of people who always are on top of it. They exactly know when meet of people never make a mistake, but right people make a mistake. So we go Basarov. So you see that this guy's going to end up getting Chi of Misa, and we're not going to say Keva and Shigat Shuvin Chozer Magid. We're going to say go Basarov. All right, that's Ravina's Raya. I'm going to bring another Raya. So now, where are we holding over here in the sugya? Our sugya seems to say, Rav Crispin Doi seemed to say that we go Basar Roiv, even though it meant that we're going to be Mechayiv Misa to this Ben Saramara, who's there in the last week of the 3 months. Ravina says, don't shepherd me, we're doing Barwait, we're Shavtu Vasilu Eida, because I'll give you a Raiv Dinafashis from Eidos. Rav Yirmiyah, so we tried to ride the Rav train, so we tried to say, I'll bring you another Raya. What's my Raya? My Raya is that if a woman gets married as a Ketana, and then later on, and she does a Kedasva Kedin, her father marries her off, and it's Kedushin Dei Raisa, and she now is in Arusa, she's now in Nesua. So the Gemara says she has all the ramifications of an Arusa Nesua. The Gemara says, and if somebody's Baalea, she's already three, so it's a Maisabia. Somebody's Baalea, we're going to say that he's Chayiv, and with Eidos, with Asra, he's Chayiv Misa. So the Gemara says, why should we do that? Lav Amai Eva Island is he, but Night Echle Kodesh. Why don't we say, we don't know. There's a meet of women who are islanders, there's a meet of women who for Kiddushin at that age is going to be Kiddushi Tos, and the Lab Demrin and Zil Basar Ruba. Rav Noshim Lab Islanders Nindu. So we say, no, you go Basar Rav, this is a big girl. Chances are, the overwhelming chance you won't be an islanders, and there is good Kiddushin, and therefore this person was Baal and Arusa, and therefore it's Chayav Misa. V'kach Adin. Gemara says, maybe we're talking about a case of a royus that is not dependent on Eishas Ish. No, it says, Echon Mikol Royus. That means even the heir of Eishas Ish. Elochem Aikoskinon. So now we tell the Rabbi Yirmiyah, you thought you have a Gavald, the Gavald, you go Basar Roiv, because we're going to be Mechayiv Misa to this person who is Baal Isha. So Gemara says that, Elochem Aikoskinon de Kibla Luyei. Then when this person gave Kiddushin, when the father married off his daughter, it was Al Tanai that was with a clear stipulation. with a clear stipulation that even if she's an Alanis, they are saying married. So the Gemara says, Rav Yirmiyo Yivna Raya. Correct? You tried to ride the crest and say, I'll give you another Raya. Gemara says, no Raya. Because that could be a case where there's no question of Safek. Right? So the Gemara leaves it. What's Takat Halacha going to be in a case where it's not Savar V'Kivel? So the Gemara says, from a Brice of Naraya. Correct? Look at the very, very end of the Yad Ramah. The Idchaya Le Siyat Nirvacha Midifte. I called it Rav Yirmiya. What is he called? Rav Yirmiya Midifte.
Yeah, he calls it Rav
Yirmiya Midifte.
I'm saying the same thing.
This paragraph in the Yad Ramah.
Oh, okay. V'idchaya Le Siyat Nirvacha Midifte. And even though his raya was pushed aside, in other words, the Yad Ramah saying was a machloikis, whether we go basar roiv in dinin nefashos. And the question was open, how we paskin. If you look at the man at the bottom, he points out a machloikis rishonim, if we go basar roiv or not. Rambam has the Rambam, the man at the bottom quotes the Rambam. The Rambam says that if we find, if there is a Sufi in a town, and there's one goy in the town, so this child could be a child of a goy, and then this child gets involved, I think, in a Mises Nuz, so we will not kill the Mizana. Because maybe this Sufi is a child of a guy. We don't go bust a Rav. Rav people in town are Jewish. So Rav Chen said that the Sufi comes from a Jewish parent. So the Yad Ramah is alluding to a machlokes had a paskin. But he says, nevertheless, we pass like Ravina. Why? Ravina Basru, Ravina Rashi Seifei Ra, Visu Dimasnisin Misayale. And we have arrived from the mission of Eidos. All right? So a yotze mikolze that our sugya apparently raises the question of whether we go boser roiv in dina nefashos. Will we kill a person based on roiv? And the sugya concludes that we have rayas, the raya of edus, and that seems to be the determining raya. The maskon of the sugya is open, because when the Gemara brings Rav Achim Edif, the Gemara says, well, maybe it does not mean that. That means the Gemara is saying, maybe you should interpret Rav Yirmiya's raya as being a raya only by Sover V'Kibel. And by not Sover V'Kibel, we will talk and not give a Chiyuv Misa. So the Gemara leaves the option open. I'm saying we're not machmir in dinam baser roiv, and most achronim will conclude that the 2 days in the sugya, most achronim will say the machloikes rishon had a paskin. They'll quote this Rambam and possibly this Yad Ramah of the machloikes whether we will be mamus based on roif. Right? And if you're doing daf yomi, you go by. Okay, what has to be understood in the sugya? What kashas do you have in the sugya? What has to be analyzed? Yaakov, go ahead.
What type of rove are we going to kill? Because if we're going to kill because
of any kind of roif. Why? Why didn't say any kind of roif?
We also have the puzzle, this is the tzila seyedah. There could be differences between the rule of Kiddush HaKodesh, where you're also proving that you go something bad.
Well, one second, go slow. So Yaakov is saying that maybe there are different kinds of robes. That's already a teretz. What's the kasha?
Why?
That was bothering you. Why say different kinds of robes? Why? A rov is a rov is a rov. Before you make chilukim, you have to have a reason to make chilukim. Why would you want to make a chiluk?
It seems like there are different cases. The Ran brings up if we didn't kill achar rov, then Ruvi would kill a rozeach.
Oh, so the Ran has a gevaldik akash. I don't know why it's not in the Bar Ilan Ran.
Why didn't the Gemara bring that?
Which Raya? The Ran's Raya.
Yeah,
okay. Yeah, it's also a good kasha. What's the Ran points out at Gemara and Chulin? Chulin Daf Yud Aleph. Gemara and Chulin says that we always go Boser Roiv. Why is that? Because you have a Ritzayach, a bona fide Ritzayach. We caught him to aid him, they gave us raw. He said, Afal Pikain, he's in front of the basin right now, everything's going very smooth. So the lawyer on behalf of the alleged Ritzayach says, maybe the Nitzach was a treifa. Right? And a person who kills a treifa is not chayiv misa, and you'll never be able to prove that he wasn't a treifa. Why? He'll say, we do an autopsy. Never prove it. Because maybe exactly where Reuven killed Shimon, that's where the machla was. So you can never prove that a dead person was not a treifa. Right? So Gemara says, so maybe we should never have a din mitzicha. The Gemara says, no, he goes bosir roiv, will not treifas. So two kashas. One is the Ran's kasha. How? Why is the Gemara entertaining that we go that maybe don't go bosir roiv? There's an often Gemara in Chulin that we must go bosir roiv. Max has asking the Ran's kasha in a same kasha in a nusach. Why isn't that a player in the sugya? You have such a clear-cut raya. Why do you have to go do acrobatics and then discuss whether the woman was a subject keeper on the Chashash Island is? The Gemara already proved to us. No? So, that's the Ran's kasha. No, what else? Bothered in the sugya. And Michael?
There's a possible after Ran Lahat.
Now, right? Morris, Michael says, first semester we learned the Daf Gimel Beis, then we go Boser Roiv, right? We go Boser Roiv, so there's a Yisoidus Dekash in the Sukkah. Right? Gemara says, Vitzilu Eida. Right? Vitzilu Eida means, our Gemara is saying, Vitzilu Eida means that the Beisin should say, maybe it's a Miyut. But the Gemara in the Gemara Bay said that we go Boser Roiv. You have a Beisdin. This week's parsha, Chayim Rabim Lahat, is a Pesach and Chumash. And the Gemara says, so by Din and Nefashos, we need a Rabim of two. But you still need to go Boser Roiv. So why did the Gemara in the Gemara Bay say, what happened with Tzilu Asawedah? Why doesn't the Beisdin turn around and say, but Miyadeh, is it going to be Meikel? So one can formulate the kasha, Michael's kasha, in a yusoidistic issue. Achrei kechlois hakol. How do we understand the basic din they write, the basic parasha, the same Torah that says achrei rabim lahatois, the same Torah says vitzila weida. Our Gemara understands that vitzila weida should even directed based on the go Bosar Miyot. How you talking? Acharav Latois. So something doesn't make sense over here. If our Gemara really understands Vitzilayna means go Bosar Miyot, so why did the Gemara ask the Psukim Arsoisra says that? And if the Gemara didn't see the Psukim as being Soisra, so that means the Gemara understood that Acharav Latois means. So sorry, the Vitzilu Eida means, but not Boser Roiv, because the base is going to paskin based in Roiv. So of all the questions of Vitzilu Eida, the Gemara should take it for granted that it respects Roiv. No, so that's the Yisoidus Dekasha. Go ahead, Effie. So Effie's saying even very, very good. He says, well, let's go stay. The Gemara itself said, "Vitzila Weida was the pasuk that taught me how many people should be in a Beis Din." So Vitzila Weida teaches me that you have to have at least a possibility of having a roiv of 10. Right? You have to have Eidah Matzelas ve Eidah Sheifetas. Right? So this is a goof of the Pasuk, which is leads up to the requirement of roiv. So how's our Gemara saying that we should jump at the Gemara and say, Bitzilu Eidah? Yeah, that's the Gemara says that. The first Mishnah says, that's why I need to have 23, because I need to have 10 and 10 and a roiv. So Bitzilu is part of the discussion of roiv. Took roiv for granted already. No? Go ahead, Yoni.
Is Bitzilu Eidah telling us to establish the halacha off of you?
No, why are you saying it that way?
Because it sounds like we're saying
Bitzilu Eidah,
we know
that there's a meter that
you can give
for every
7 months.
Yeah.
So therefore, we have a way out.
Bitzilu Eidah
is
telling us,
give us that way out
to shorten the time period of it's a remote. Yeah, so Yoni's putting out a Galdik Horror over here. He's saying that L'chaira, our Gemara, is a surprising Gemara L'chadchila. Why? Because when you begin to learn the sugya, we don't understand the sugya b'chlal. Because when you begin to learn the sugya, we would never have asked v'shav to aid v'tzilu aid in our sugya. Mizin and Basar Ruba Hatorah Omra is a question about how to understand the din de'iraisa, how to be magged the din de'iraisa. V'shav to aid v'tzilu means that the Beis Din, we understand that to mean that the Beis Din should grill the Eidim, that the Beis should ask various questions to the Eidim. We understand that to mean that the Beis Din should say, how you talking that these two Eidim are Eidei Emes? They're a little bit off with each other. Bedikas, Rishas, right? But what does V'shoftu Eid have to do with understanding the shiur of Rav Kushvadoi? Rav Kushvadoi is telling us how to understand a pasuk in Chumash. Rav Kushvadoi is teaching us how to understand Ben has to be royally beloy misha royally kori of. So our Gemara says in understanding the pasuk beloy misha royally kori of, we could take one of two options. We could go Basar Roiv and say 3 months, or Basar Miyut and say two and a half months. So Gemara says, well, V'shav to Eidah. What does V'shav to Eidah have to do with darshaning a pasuk? No? So B'chlav have to understand what the sugi is talking about. No? Ari?
Rashi says that, I don't think the Gemara is referencing that drasha in first parak. From Rashi, it sounds like the Gemara is just trying to point out Bezdin's attitude coming into Bezdin, which is always trying to be Malam and Sus.
Okay.
So based on that, if we can follow the Miyot, wouldn't that be another tzad?
So Ari is saying that the Shoftu Eida is just giving us the attitude Chazal should have, and therefore the attitude Chazal should have when it comes to understanding a pasuk and chumash, a get and chumash, should be in a way that would generate more coolas. All right, they have to live with that, Michael.
I think Yoni's question really depends on if you're using the rov as a definitional rov, or as something that meaning. Are we saying now that by definition, then like sort of the way that we spoke about in two shears about
right
about the Rambam and the Yadramah. The way we were saying the Yad Ramah is that the Rove wasn't as much of redefining the definition of what's called Ben HaRoyv,
Roy Koryov,
as much as this is more of like an estimate, meaning we're not defining that the definition of
good. Okay, so I go along with what Michael said, that if we learn pshat like the Yad Ramah, then we talk it kedavim mincha, right? In other words, if we learn pshat like the Yad Ramah, so what do we say? We're saying that the question that the Gemara poses, the challenge the Gemara poses Rav Kushvadoi, is not a global challenge of how to define the halacha, right? What's Michael referring to? Because the Yad Ramah said that if he's married already and his wife is pregnant and she's hooker ubra before the 3 months, so then we'll say, all right, he's already royally koryov. In other words, Yerma understood that the 3 months is not a shear, but it's a din. The 3 months is emblematic of a din. The 3 months is teaching me a din. Ben v'loy v'ena royli koryov is a din. Bazin is making a determination. When the Ben Sarimor is in front of you, the Bazin has to figure out, is this guy a royli koryov or not? So Bazin has different approaches to go. One is he married? Is it hookah ubra? Ask the wife to come in, right? Ask the good friends of the wife. Does she look pregnant or not? Right? That would be one approach. Vitzila Weida. They try to help him out. You know? But if they bring her in and all the friends say, no hookah ubra. So then the Gemara says, well, why doesn't Bazin still say, maybe it's a 7 month pregnancy? Maybe she is pregnant. And we're not going to know for another four and a half months. Vitzila Weida. So according to Yad Ramah, it's a tight sugya, right? According to Yad Ramah, is we're asking, how could Rav Kuzvadoi give me a shear of 3 months? He should have said, every basin should be working with at most a shear of 2.5 months. Because Rav Kuzvadoi's 3 months is not a shear of 3 months. Rav Kuzvadoi's 3 months is Bazin, one of your jobs is to make sure that he's a ben. And Rav Koryov. So Rav Kuzvadoi, by even discussing 3 months, you're moving the Bazin in the wrong direction. So then the Gemara says, then Ravina says, well, we go Bosaroi. So what does that mean? That a Bazin does not have to be Choshesh, that this Ben Sura's wife is pregnant if it's not hook or ubra. Don't be chayshu for that. Because roiv women, if they would be in their seventh, if they have a 7 month pregnancy, they would be hook or ubra already. Roiv women are 9 months, and therefore 9 month babies, and therefore it's not hook or ubra yet, and therefore you don't have to be chayshu. Alright? The Gemara says, the Gemara says, but why shouldn't the Bazin be Chosh V'tzilu Haseida? So Gemara says, well, you have a very, very similar thing when it comes to Eidos. All right? Why shouldn't we be Choshesh? That the two Eidim are really not on the same day. No, they go Bosei Roiv. Roiv people, when they say second, they mean third. Third means second. Yad Ramah says only with the Rebbe Lidover. Yad Ramah says, why doesn't every single Bazin do the exact opposite? That when every Bazin, when the eight comes in and says, that when both Eidim say it was in the third of the month, why doesn't Bazin say, well, Roy, people don't know whether it's the third or the fourth, so therefore the Eidim will chush him right away, disqualify altogether? So the Yad Ramah answers, well, we only raise the question about Rebbe Lidover. So Gemara says, and now, so our Gemara then says, well, we don't go, whether we go Boser Roiv. Don't bring me a Raya from Virmi Difti, it's not going to work out. But we have two Rayas. Good? So we have a nice Sugya. Elamai, according to the other Gemara, what needs to be raised, what question we raised? We have two issues. Number one is that we know that we should be raised the question in light of the Rambam, and the Lashon of Rashi becomes even clearer that they do not, that Rashi does not go along with the Yad Ramah's Pshat, and the Rambam seems to not go along with the Pshat. To then hold Rukush L'Dibri. Why are we discussing Shavtua Eida in the context of understanding the Gidri Allah? Good. Question number two. Is according to the Yad Ramah, so we have a nice pshat in our sugya. But what's left to be raised? We still have to raise the question that we raised before. How are you going to distinguish between this din of Rav and the din of roiv of kol teru kula. In other words, we know achir mavim lahatis. All right. So why is the Gemara saying what happened? To be, why don't we say that because of the shuf to eidu shikol basar biyot? And the end, the Gemara says, no, we go basar roiv. Right. We our Gemara says azlina and basar ruba. So our Gemara then is identifying, we go basar roiv. Our Gemara is saying, even without quoting the question of Max, it's a good question. Why did the Gemara just go for the gold and call and discuss the Gemara and Chul Nid Alfam and Beis? It's a good kasha. What's that?
What's the difference in discussing that case and the case that it discussed today this year?
Because there it's the Gemara quotes that case, and that case makes it impossible not to go Basar Roiv. Otherwise, you could never kill. Over here, by Edom, it's only if the two Edom happen to not say the same day. That's why it's a better Raya. Okay, but at the end of the day, the Gemara says to go Basar Roiv. The only question is why the Gemara raised the question of Itzilo Edom. Right, so the Gemara says that soif, based in there are limitations on Vitzila Wa'eda. And Bezin cannot go Boser Miyot to be Matzel Nefoshes. That's not a significant way of Vitzila Wa'eda. They can do a Jewish Vachakira, they can push, but to say we're going to be Choshesh for the Miyot. The Yad Ramoz Mahalach at the end is almost an ironclad Mahalach in the Sugya. The Gemara was really raising the question of whether Vitzilu Eidah justifies going Basar Miyot. If we would have said yes, we would have had to raise the question, Effie's question. Well, when does Vitzilu Eidah mean you go Basar Miyot? And when does basically it mean after that that the whole establishment of the basin is, I should have a rave of two. But at the end of the day, the Gemara says, no, we go bus a rave. Okay? So our Gemara is really testing the limits of Itzilu Eida. The Gemara has a good raya. At the very end, the Gemara says, well, maybe you can have a raya the other way. Why the Gemara entertains that? Is there a machlekes? In other words, the Yad Ramah says there would be room for someone to say that Itzilu Eida means you go bosar Miyot, it would be. We don't pass in that way. Good. But when you look at the Rashi Dibur Maschil, Vitzila Wa'edam, Lodunu Luschus, Vanan Matsina, Lemiftere Mishum Aitaima, the Royal Yais of, Be Ledis Lishiva. V'at amar zil boser ruba v'loy mifter ad shiroi l'kroisi obi yeledes l'tes kiroiv noshim. Right? Rashi, in the previous Rashi, also, shema midam and loy kori l'roi l'kroisi obi shoshach adoshim. Shema midam afilu vishto, yisi yeledes l'shiva einoi nikar b'pochis b'shoshach adoshim. Di l'shlish yamim nikar. Vitrayarko Vitilsa Niftar kol Odamidin Nifgar kol Odamidin Sayro Moira. The royal the Christ of an Afkamina. Right? But that means every person should be potter after 2 months and a third. So Rashi is saying the Pshat that we is saying alluded to by Rambam, Rashi is saying Beferush. That our Gemara is raising the question, what is the shear of royal the Christ of? So then, hodru kushla duchta. Then yenis kasha the gavaldik kasha. Since when do we say that v'shoftu eida should be a determining factor between pshat and chumash, pshat and adin, right? Shoftu eida is a halach in the halach of Beis Din, but not even pshat and adin. Yeah, right. So that's then kasha number two is the chedusha iran's kasha, right? Max's kasha. Lusha runs kasha is that how could the Gemara ever entertain that we don't go Basar Rav. We need to go Basar Rav. So the Chiddush Iran does not answer, no, no, sit tight, wait till the end of the Sugya. You see, go Basar Rav. Like we said in the Yad Ramah. Right? Lu Yisri Yad Chiddush Iran would have said, it's a Kasha, it's a Shita, it's a Sugya. Fine. But the Chiddush knows the Kasha has to be answered. Chiddush Iran says that when do we say that we have a raya from Treifa that we go Basar Rav? She says that's when it's impossible to do a bedika to check anything out. When it comes to the case of Treifa, listen to what the Chiddush Iran says. When it comes to Treifa, if you'd be choishesh for the miyut, that any possible victim is a Treifa, then you could never have a parsha v'tzicha. And since we do have a din that we kill a reitzeach, so memela, that's teaching me that we're not choshev for that kind of a roiv. But in our sugya, it's possible to have a parsha ben sera moira and be choshev for the miyad, because you can have ben sera moira for 2 months in a week. So the parsha ben sera moira doesn't preclude going basar roiv. What's Chiddush Iran saying? Chiddush Iran is saying is that whether you follow Roiv or not is determined by the Parshan Chumash. The Parshan Chumash will tell you the standards of Roiv that it will accept, when it will accept Roiv or not. So in the Parsha of treating a Reitzeach, the Gemara there establishes the din that we don't go Basar Roiv. Sorry, correct. That we go Basar Roiv. Because if he wouldn't go Basar Rav, no, then you couldn't have a din of executing Ritzayach. So you see from the parsha itself that we go Basar Rav. And that's all you can prove from the Gemara and Chulin. And that the Ran would say to Max, that's why the Gemara didn't quote the Gemara and Chulin. Because the Gemara and Chulin would not have instructed me what to do in Menserah Moira. Our Gemara is saying a Chiddush. Our Gemara is saying, does every single parsha determine the parameters of emes? We'll say it in the nusach of the Sheb Shmaitze. The nusach of the Sheb Shmaitze is that, of course, we should not be going Basar Rav. Why? Because the Torah says, Apishna Eim Yakum Dover. Right? That means when I require two Adim, that means my requirement of my standard of emes, my standard of birur, is not going to allow chazaka and roiver. Two Adim. Two Adim is much higher than, right? After two Adim, we saw the Maisa. So Shev Shmaitze says that anytime I require, it's a very difficult Shev Shmaitze. That doesn't work out so well.
Yeah.
But you understand that the svar is a gevaldig svar. And the svara is born out of this run. Right? That's correct. Rav Shimon Shkop asks Gevaldik against this Sheb Shmaitze. We'll have to discuss it. But I'm just explaining to you the you could understand this run based on the Mahalach of the Sheb Shmaitze. Right? The Sheb Shmaitze formulation raises a huge question of itself. Right? We'll say it in the Sheb Shmaitze terms. From the sugya of, take the sugya of Ben Sera Moira, also requires two Adim. Right? So what's the standard of Bira that's required? The moment you say two Adim, in order to kill a Ba'al Isha Rusa, also two Adim. Right? So how can you even say, once you go down the road of the Sheb Shmaitze, that wherever you require to aid him, you shouldn't require a Rav, you're stuck. That's what Shem Shov's kashing and Sheb Shmaitze. We'll discuss it, all right? But now let's get back up just to understand our sugya. So the Chiddush Iran is saying the following idea. You know how to frame our sugya? Chazal, when they looked at various sugyas, so they said, if a parasha can only exist with using Roiv as your standard of emes, so then in Nechanami, use Roiv. But who said in the Parsha of Ben Sera and Mori they're using that standard? Right? So apparently, this is, and I'm speculating, right? Again, the void, what's clear, what's not so clear. What's clear is the word of the Chiddush Eran, that Chazal examined the Parsha, and if the Parsha cannot exist without Roiv, then that obviously we're Samech and Roiv. Our sugya is raising the question where we don't have that clear indication. So then, do we go Basar Roiv in those situations? And accordingly, we conclude, yes, we do go Basar Roiv in those situations. But Chiddush Eran is apparently saying even deeper, that once the Torah was kaveh, along the lines of what Aryeh said, once the Torah was kaveh v'tzilu wa'eda, and I'll co-opt what Effie said, and v'tzilu wa'eda is defining the halachas of the requirements of Bezin. I'll take Effie's kasha and make it into a raya. You see from the first Mishnah that v'tzilu wa'eda does define halachas. Right? I need at least 10. Who are going to be able to be matzil. So I'll say for cared, mitzilu wa'eda is definitive. So the Gemara says, I have mitzilu wa'eda. Do I have an indication from the pasuk that I need to use roiv in halachas ben seremar? That's the Gemara's kasha in Chiddush Eran. According to Chiddush Eran, the Gemara's answer is yes. We go b'aser and call it terakula. Right, but that's the Nukuda Sakasha. So far we've explained the sugya both according to the Yad Ramah, a very local issue. How far is Vitzila Wa'eda on the sugya? We explained this according to the Chiddush Eran, that the sugya is whether there's an indication that we use Roivim and Seremar, that Ben Seremar is sugya. Now we have to go deeper and understand why we use, whether this analysis is going to satisfy all the Rishonim. Right, we're going to have to go deeper and raise the question of what Yaakov was saying before. Is the sugya only addressing certain kinds of events where we use Ravina? All right, that will go right there. Okay.